Yo, what's good? Welcome to the podcast. This is Sean Parker. You know what to do. Today we'll be reviewing The Rise of Superman by Stephen Kotler. The essential question in this book is what separates extreme athletes and people that achieve impossible goals from the rest of us? What do professional athletes have that regular athletes don't? This is the underlying question that surrounds the book. And so Stephen Kotler, what he does is he focuses his study on extreme sport athletes. So these are athletes that ski, these are athletes that climb, rock climb with no harnesses. These are people that like tightrope walk, and surfers and skateboarders. So these are people that break world records, and almost deadly records to that extent. So what Stephen Kotler noticed through his studies is that these athletes are achieving what is called a state of flow. A state of flow is an altered state of consciousness that allows the brain to fluidly make correct decisions. This isn't just any type of in the zone state. This isn't just a state of focus. This is an extreme state of focus that can only be obtained through rigorous training, and almost when there's a life or death situation. And so one of the examples that he talks about is his study in on Lard Hamilton, who is a famous surfer who was known for surfing the millennial wave, which was never done before him. This wave was known as the Dudley Wave. This was a wave, and these type of waves were is where people actually died. There are surfers that have actually tried to surf these type of waves out in Hawaii, and they have failed and they have died. And so what Lard Hamilton was able to do was pretty amazing. He was able to not only surf and break a world record on the biggest recorded wave surfed by a human, but also at the same time doing it in a fashion and with technique that no one has ever seen. Nor he explains afterwards that he had never practiced what he did. It just came to him. So whatever he did on that wave, Stephen Kotler wanted to study. And better yet, he wanted to study it and examine it and help people, the average person, the regular athlete, achieve these types of states of flow without having a life or death situation. So why don't we understand the flow state a little bit better? Scientifically, it's called when your brain is at a low alpha, high theta brainwaves. To put it in terms, it is when your implicit system takes over. So your explicit system is your conscious awareness. Your conscious awareness is when you're fully aware of your surroundings. This is when your prefrontal cortex is fired up and is fully running. But what flow accesses is your unconscious state, the implicit system. So Stephen Kotler describes it as kind of like a factory, right? Think about a factory in your brain. In order to achieve flow, your brain needs to have fluid motion, decision after decision, correct decision after correct decision needs to follow a system that allows the brain to take over. This is when athletes and people just do. They don't think, they just do, right? This is when you're writing a paper or you're in a game and you have no recollection of what's happening in that moment, but your mind and your unconscious mind has just taken over. And this is something that we've all experienced in our life. Everyone, no matter what activity they're doing, I bet you everyone has experienced a state of flow. However, what these athletes are able to do is take that flow, take that consciousness, and apply it every day day in and day out. And that's how they're able to break these records year after year. So for these athletes, it's flow or die. And that's a pretty scary thing. And under pressure, what these athletes are able to do is they're able to have a clear vision, a clear consciousness, a clear awareness of what is going on in the brain. And when I say consciousness, I at the same time contradict myself, but meaning unconscious, right? They're clearly focused, but at the same time they're not conscious, right? They're letting their fluid mind take over. They're not thinking. They're not saying, "Oh, I have to do this. I have to do that. What if this happens? What if that happens?" And so, the next part of the book is talking about how a person can apply flow to their everyday tasks. So, step one, Stephen Kotler says that in order to achieve flow, you must struggle. You must persist through the struggles. You must feel the anxiety, feel the stress of achieving a goal that seems impossible. Step two is to release. This is when you need to teach your brain how to relax, to forget, to clear your mind, so you have a clear state of altered consciousness. Step three is find yourself in a state of flow. This is easier said than done, but this is when you allow your brain to take over. This is when you allow your fluid motion, your fluid brain waves to take over. The next is to recover. Everyone has a what they call is a neuro hangover. When you're in a state of flow, just like after you work out, you need to recover. It's the same thing. After you're in a state of flow or in a state of any type of zone, really, you must recover in order to get better and better and better, day in, day out. So now, what Stephen Kotler wants to describe to people is that flow can be obtainable by the everyday person. It doesn't just have to be extreme athletes. It can be literally anyone. Personally, I have found this book really, really, really interested, and I would highly recommend this book. This is one of my books of choice, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. I mean, this was such an amazing, eye-opening experience because I was able to recall a lot of instances in my life and realize that I was in a state of flow. I look back onto, for example, my last year, I was in a hockey game, and I played an amazing game. But I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I did it. I never seen myself play that way. I've never seen my brain work like that. I've never seen my skill be put to that level. And then the next day, I went to practice and I couldn't do the same thing. And so I've been trying to understand what happened in that game and how can I take that game and reenact that game day in, day out. And so this book had kind of helped me describe that I was in a flow state. I was in a different state of consciousness. I was in a state of flow during that game. And it was pretty cool to see that. And I know for anyone that kind of reads this book, they're going to find so many times in their life that they were in a state of flow. And I think it's really cool because, what if we could take those peak performances and apply them every day, right? Where does our potential go, right? Right? Like what can we achieve? Then with something like this, the impossible seems possible. So I thought this was a really amazing book. I recommend it to anyone that is seeking or just in want for better performance. And like I said, this flow state applies to any type of person. It doesn't have to just be extreme athletes. So Thank you for listening. This was The Rise of Superman by Stephen Kotler and the topic of flow.